I'm actually starting to believe that it's actually a skill to be skint. Because when you're skint, you have to adapt. You have to make everything... You actually analyse everything a lot more than you would do. Because, you know, it's a little bit more free when you know you've got constant income. Unlike me, who hasn't got any at the moment. So a lot of things have to be pulled back. There's a lot of letter writing. There's a lot of begging. There's a lot of scrounging. There's a lot of... A lot of more work than you would before because you don't have that emergency blanket of recovery of cash. And one of the good things about being skint is it wakes you up again to who and what you are as a human being and what you need to do to A, get yourself out of situations and B, know when you're having a good time. One of the biggest things about life is you've got to recognise when things are good and not just assume that they're always going to be good. I think it's character building. There's so many times in my life where I've been skint and I should be worried sick. I should be absolutely mortified and all that stuff. But you know what? Life is what it is. If I lost my house, so be it. If I lose, you know, my gadgets and toys, so be it. It's not what I want, but it's just the nature of the beast. You can only do what you can do, especially when the environment around you is dictating what's possible, you know, like the job market, dead. Contract work, pretty dead. I'm working on my own stuff, and that's great that I can play around with all this sort of things. Today, super active day today, which is great. I think finally sort of left a lot of that sort of baggage that I was going over in my head. Anybody who knows me knows that I look at things from stupid amounts of angles and try and... calculate things in a certain way, how I feel about it. And I've just got to the point, and I've just put a line underneath it. This morning, I've done a little screencast demo to show a few people the API. I'm setting up a computer that won't work with Windows 7, so I've put XP on it, which a friend of mine's having. I have started a couple of blog posts, one mainly about the project that's starting on the 10th, about, you know, what's going in the backpack, what kit, what broadcasting stuff I'm going to use, what destinations I'm going to send it to. It's going to be quite an epic post, actually. Also setting up for a video chat tomorrow regarding the cradle points. I've got this zany idea of what can I do with a cluster of cradle points. You know, you've got the potential to make 10 Wi-Fi channels. Should I make some kind of system that has this, you know, ammo box, small ammo box with power units and those inside with little... drill holes in the side, waterproof drill holes in the side for aerial dongles to come out of it. So like this Uber box with just masses of aerials on it. And it's just got me thinking, you know, there's so many applications for that. There's so many applications for having this super Uber mobile bandwidth box, having the ability to have, 10 different providers. Well, no. There's only four providers in the UK that I know of, mobile providers for 3G. Having multiple accounts on those and having X amount of bandwidth on each on pay as you go, you've got quite a chunky piece of mobile broadcasting there. If you could somehow combine those all together in some way with like a little switch or some kind of, controller, some kind of, you know, sit on top router that routes all the traffic through all of those on some sort of internal network. Until I get to play with it hands-on, looking at it through the web configuration, I won't know what way to go with it all. And what else? What else do I need to tell you? Just feel loads better today. I feel like I think I've been overcomplicating stuff. It is what it is. You know, it's as simple as you want it to be or as complex as you want it to be. And I actually feel that I need it to be simple right now. I need it to be simplified. I can only... One of my biggest bugbears and things that I do is that I concentrate on something so much that I can spend hours looking at something and pixel pushing and then going, no, not right, and then chuck it away. And it's just... I should be moving on to something else, picking something else or working on something else. And that's what I'm doing at the moment. And it feels good. It feels good to do that. Still got visions of my mountain bike though. Missing out on my going training in the mornings. I could do walking, not a problem with that. But I really could do with a mountain bike. I reckon I could do about 5 or 10 miles a day if I had a mountain bike. Purely just because I'm an early riser, so I could just go straight out, bang, blast, woof, come back, energised, hyper like I am, ready to go. So I got a conference call in 25 minutes, so I'm just going to nip to the shop, grab some stuff for lunch. I've got some bagels, so if I get some ham, we got any cheese? Yeah, I've got cheese. Cheese, butter, bagels. Get some ham or some chicken or something like that. Awesome. That's it for today. I'm going to record some audio gravities later on for the first, second and third. And then I'm going to do this incredibly simple layout for the project on the 10th for the grid of pulling all the media in. And if we've got unlimited sims, there might be a chance for doing some plenty of BAM user action. Can't wait to tell you all about it. It's going to be a cool little project. Give you some sort of entertainment remotely for a couple of days. Why do I keep saying don't know why. Yeah, excited. Buzzed. See you in a bit. Bye.